president has said somewhere else that this particular election, this national election, is a make or break for the NDC. Why?
I think His Excellency has been through many battles, and the battles have started from before May 15th. Every point is make or break for him. He lives and he breathes for his party. I think that it's important that people understand who the president is, because President Rawlings is first and foremost a patriot, which is why he's able to look at the bigger issue and offer concise, effective criticisms of things where other people will say, oh, don't do that, don't say that. His interest is in the people. His interest is in what is good and what is better for Ghana. And I think that as media people, you will understand when you do research why His Excellency has a national popularity rating of approaching 70%, between 60 and 70%, whereas the government is somewhere around 20% or less. So we have to understand that the job of governance is a difficult one, but it's also different from that of what the party is about. And His Excellency's job is to ensure that the feelings and the understanding of what the people really want at every point are understood right the way through. So for him, yes, I believe it's make or break. Make or break because you are at the point again where a number of issues have been raised about the integrity of the process, about people paying people for votes, about levels of intimidation, about people who are new and not even registered members of the party, perhaps now standing for elections in various places. Whether these are true or false, it is up and important for His Excellency to lead the way, for the other people senior in the party to also follow with that lead, to say, this is what the party is about. Because I think that in the last 12 months, we have had people saying maybe somebody has integrity, somebody does not have integrity. And for the NDC, it must be a very peculiar thing to hear, because everybody is supposed to have integrity. So that should not be a precept. It should not be one of the things that we say, this person is such a man with high integrity, and therefore we should respect him more. It should be assumed that leaders have integrity.
Okay. Visiting the chairman today, did he actually come out with words or advice that you were not somehow palatable to?
No. The meeting was a fantastic meeting. Everybody was very happy. It ended with great geniality and cordiality and laughter at the end. His Excellency spoke a few words. The issue was encouragement for people. He believes in the democratic process. And today when we were coming, there was a lady who was with us who said, you know, if you're not prepared to get involved in politics, then be prepared to be ruled by people who you may or you may not like. So the process is one, and you may have your own beliefs. His beliefs are to say, have confidence, do the right thing, show that you have the integrity of your own consciousness at heart, do not succumb to the temptations that have been prevalent and have been clear in terms of what has happened with the MPP and with other people. We've just come out of an election in which the opposition have spent massive amounts of money and yet failed to take control of the hearts and souls and minds of the people. So it was very, very positive indeed, to the point where the chairman even offered accommodation and rooms for His Excellency and his entourage, of which His Excellency explained that he had already made a booking well in advance before. And it ended in a joke at the end of asking about this wonderful building with beautiful furniture. As you know, the chairman, the president is, where did the funds come from, you see? And the chairman laughed and explained that, you know, in his time, he has taken his time to build such a wonderful edifice. So it was very, very, very positive.
The wife of the president, Nana Kuni-Bluajman Rawlings, is also looking for the position of a vice chairman. What if she loses? Would the president be upset somehow?
No. We should understand that they are patriots. When this difficult question is asked, she has a fantastic answer. And I don't know how some of us who maybe will say, oh, we would prefer that she didn't go through this process. But she is going, as is her democratic right. And as she has been through the battles, nobody has changed the face of politics for women and children in Africa, as has the former First Lady. And she's committed to that. The laws that protect women today and children today, she can take credit for that over and above any other person. live in a society that is a very ungrateful society. We live in a society that people very quickly forget the goodness of great ones past. It takes time before they lament and they look back. Mrs. Rawlings in the last election acted as a polling agent. Which is more senior, a polling agent or the vice chairman of the party? You see, so a person who's prepared to go there and be a polling agent and still lose at that polling agency and get up and still be fighting for the interests of women and children. If she was about power, she would have gone for the chairmanship, and you and I know she would have won the chairmanship position. That is not the issue. She wants to bring about change. For 30 years, the lives of women and children in Ghana here, daycare centers, schools, the laws, Waju, the other related laws that have governed, that have changed society across all tribes, nations, creed, here in Ghana, is something that she's championed. Sometimes it doesn't work. When it doesn't work, she tries again. And this is what the process is about. And it will be interesting to see what happens tomorrow. But in any process, you can only actually effect change and improve things if you have people who are committed. One, are not afraid to do the right thing. There are too many people who only want to follow and collect what they can collect without sticking out their chest because of fear of criticism or what they may lose. That is not Mrs. Rawlings.